Hey, are you working? Sergeant, are you with them? Say,
over. Over. Well, I work over in my office. Pretty quiet around here today. I guess might be a good thing. I mentioned that to Mitchell yesterday that we probably need a good sit-down, kick this thing around session. I would say that this was over your press conference. That forward momentum that was going and building stopped. And it punctuated. And again, we're in the breathing space. The press this morning is different. For example, it says an accord has been reached. It's supposed to be even willing to say that. As far as the information being provided, they couldn't try to find something nasty to say, but they realized that it was a cooperative effort. What we have to do is be in a good posture come the opening gun on urban hearings. It's always been, to me, the most troublesome thing is that if he were going to be non-biased, if he were going to be non-partisan, if he were going to be fair and just and the judge he likely believe he is, 90% of his hearings would be held in executive session.
Sure.
Rather than...
And also those 10% or so would help him really know so.
That's right. That's right. What I've been trying to conceive of is some way that Irvin himself could come to that position. That he would be harming innocent people, but he will be dragging people into things that by really dragging them in, but that's the name of the game in the city, and he's going to love to play it.
You'd be interested to know that. In this case,
you went into executive?
Based on your evaluation of the information. Can we hear it?
Christian approach. If Irvin would be called down here and given sworn statements that were given to you back after I prepared my report, from Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Colson, Dean, everybody, they stated the degree of their knowledge. Now, what would be in there that would be embarrassing politically? And you might put Irvin on the spot, because I don't think he would want to embarrass for the sake of embarrassment alone. Is that there was knowledge that there was an intelligence operation in place. But no knowledge that these people were going to do something criminal.
Right.
And to the contrary, Mr. President, effort by the White House to cut off anything, it would be illegal.
Well, as a matter of fact, you can point out, you can make some solitary statements all over the field that I put, that I have given instructions to discussed whether or not the Bureau should be
they weren't collecting the same type. They were with the threats, and they were looking to see who was behind it. Or
what I'm getting at is that you kept your foot on a lot of self-serving men. So the main thing is that the president has, and you see it basically clears the president.
That's right. That's right. That's got to be done. That's right. No, it's nothing evil, nothing vicious, nothing bad, nothing, not espionage, not sabotage. It was pranksterism that got out of hand, and we don't know that. And I think we can lay our story out there. I have no problem with the Segretti thing. It's just not that serious. The other potential problem is Ehrlichman. And that is connection with Hunt and Liddy both.
They were again.
These fellows had to be some idiots, as we've learned after the fact. They went out and went into Dr. Ellsberg's doctor's office. And they were geared up with all this CIA equipment, cameras and the like. Probably turned the stuff back in to the CIA at some point in time and left film in the camera. The CIA has not put this together, and they don't know what it all means right now. But it wouldn't take a very sharp investigator very long, because you've got pictures in the CIA's files that they had to turn over to us. They were trying to, and this was a part of an operation that connected the Pentagon Papers. They were the whole thing, and they wanted to get Ellsberg's psychiatric records for some reason. I don't know. That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Well, anyway, it was under an Ehrlichman structure. Maybe John didn't ever know. I've never asked him if he knew. I didn't want to know.
I can't see that thing into this area.
Well, look, here's the way it can come up.
Yeah.
In the CIA's files, which the committee's asking for, and the material I turned over to the Department of Justice, there are all the materials laid to Hunt. In there are these pictures which the CIA developed. And they've got Gordon Liddy standing proud of Punch outside his doctor's office with his name on it. And this is material, and it's not going to take very long for an investigator to go back and say, well, why would somebody be at this doctor's office? And they find out that there was a break-in at that doctor's office. And you find Liddy on the staff, and then they start working it back. I don't think they'll ever reach that point. This was way. This was
irrelevant.
It's irrelevant, right?
That's the point. That's where Irving's rules are relevant. What the hell is this
going to do? It has nothing. There's a lot of these things that they could stumble along into as a result of.